And now this is a dictation for Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, January 2150. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, follow up for Kelly. History of membranous nephropathy. Biopsy proving with secondary changes of severe arteriolosclerosis. Has chronic kidney disease, last visit in June. Weight appetite is stable, tolerating Mounjaro, diabetes well controlled. Denies upper or lower gastrointestinal symptoms, denies cloudiness of the urine or blood, good Valium, no edema, has atrial fibrillation, stable dyspnea, no chest pain, no lightheadedness. Follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, prior bone marrow biopsy, no plasma cell disorder. There was isolated areas of question B-cell lymphoma. Medication list review. He discontinued metoprolol. For rate control, remains on Cartia, C-A-R-T-I-A. Takes losartan. Low dose of Nurantin. Anticoagulated with Coumadin. Present weight 215, blood pressure 133/65, at home 120s over 70s, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, minor edema stable, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 2.3. Which is baseline or improved. He's been as high as 3, representing a GFR 29 to stage 4. Normal electrolyte, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Biopsy findings of membranous glomerulopathy and severe arteriolosclerosis. No gross progression, not symptomatic, no dialysis. Blood pressure today appears to be well controlled, tolerating a low dose of losartan. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Normal electrolyte acid base, no need for phosphorus binders. Normal nutrition calcium, no need to change diet for potassium or adding bicarbonate. Atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, rate control with Cartia. A B-cell disorder, no plasma cell abnormalities, does have aortic stenosis and calcification, but clinically stable, continued diabetes, management, come back in 6 months,